This week's parsha is Parshas Vayetze, and we are going to focus our shiur on chapter 29, verse number 30, and verse number 31. But before we are going to do that, we are going to give a quick synopsis of what's happening in the parsha. Yaakov Avinu comes to Lavan and negotiates with Lavan that he will work 7 years for Rachel, his younger daughter. After 7 years, Lavan switches and brings Leah into the chuppah instead of Rachel. In the morning, Yaakov Avinu finds out that it was Leah, not Rachel. Then Yaakov comes to Lavan and asks, "What did you do to me?" And Lavan says that after a week, meaning after Sheva Brachot, we will give you Rachel on the condition that you will work 7 years for Rachel. Meaning that he had relations with Rachel after a week, as the verse says, that it was after a week and it was given Rachel to Yaakov. And then we'll pick up in chapter 29, verse number 30. There it says, Vayavo Gamel Rachel, and he consorted also with Rachel, Vayehav Gamel Rachel Mileah, and he loved also Rachel from Leah, Vayavoit Imoish Oit Sheva Shonim Acheirois, and Yaakov worked for Lavan another 7 years. And then verse number 31, the verse says, Vayara Hashem, Hashem saw, Kisnua Leia, that Leia is hated, Vayiftach Esrachma, Hashem opened up her womb, Verachel Akora, and Rachel remained barren. All the Mefarshim are bothered by the language of the verse, that the verse says, Vayara Hashem, Kisnua Leia, Hashem saw, that Leia is hated. And in our shiur today, we are going to try to give different interpretations of the meaning that Leah was hated. But before we give any interpretation, we are going to give the interpretation of the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kof Chof Gimel, Amud Alef 123a. The Gemara there asks, "My snua, what is meant by the term that she was hated? E Leime, if you are going to tell me, snua mamish, that she was literally hated by Yaakov, Efsher Bignus Behema Temeya Loi Dibra Kosov, the Torah goes out of its way not to shame a non-kosher animal by writing down that an animal which is not tahor, which is not pure, and not writing down an animal is tame, then you see how the Torah is careful not to debase even an animal. Bignus Tzadikim Dibra Kosov, the Torah is going to disclose the shame of the righteous person, meaning if it would be true that Yaakov Avinu really hated his wife, it would be disgraceful that the verse should mention it. Then clearly, if the verse mentions it, it cannot mean that Yaakov Avinu hated her. Elo the Gemara says, Ra HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem saw, Shesnui Masa Esav Befoneo, that the actions of Esav were hated for Leah. Therefore, Vayiftach Hashem Esrachma, therefore Hashem opened up her womb. Meaning that the Gemara is referring to what the Gemara finished saying previously on that page in regards to the verse in Bereishis chapter 29, verse number 17, where it says, Ve'ene Leo Rako, is that the eyes of Leah were teary. And the Gemara asks the same question, how is it possible the Torah is saying something bad about our imoes, about our matriarchs? Therefore, the Gemara brings an interpretation of Rav, which Rav says that this is actually a praise for Leah to disclose that she had teary eyes, meaning that she heard that people were saying that Rivka has two children, Yaakov and Esav, and Lavan has two children, Rachel and Leah, then the oldest one should marry the oldest one, meaning Esav should marry Leah, and the youngest one should marry the youngest one, and Rachel will marry Yaakov. And she asked, how does Esav behave? And people were telling her that he's a bad person and he steals from people. And she asked, how does Yaakov behave? And they told her that Yaakov is a righteous person and is a wholesome person. Then she was crying because she did not want to fall into the lot of Esav. So the Gemara continues and says that Hashem saw how much she hated Esav, meaning not that she was hated, she hated Esav's actions, and she cried that she shouldn't fall in the lot of Esav, therefore Hashem opened up her womb. Then according to the Gemara, when the verse says Vayar Hashem kisnu Leah. Hashem saw that Leah was hated. It wasn't that Leah was hated. It is that Leah hates. Meaning that Leah hates Esav's action. Therefore Hashem opened up her womb. Sefer Magnisa de Rav Meir, for a Meir B'Pri Mishlan, based on that Gemara says that she knew that she was destined to marry Esav, and therefore she cried a lot, brings a different idea, and he brings the idea based on the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph 24a. The Gemara there says that Mashal Achaya She Bebeis Aviyah, it's an example of a bride that while she is in her father's home, Kozman Sheneo Yafois, while her eyes are nice, are looking healthy, Ein Kol Gufo Tzricha Bedika, her body does not require to be checked, because we assume that if she would be unhealthy, or there was something wrong with her body, it would be evident in her eyes. But Eneo Trutois, but if her eyes are weak, then Kol Gufo Tzricha Bedika, then the entire body needs to be checked. Based on this, Rav Meir Mishlan explains that Leah Imenu specifically cried a lot because she wanted her eyes not to look good. Automatically, if her eyes don't look good, then Esav is not going to want to marry her, because Esav would have thought that something is wrong with her since her eyes are not good. And this was her whole idea about crying. So, according to this, Rav Meir Mishlan explains that Vayar Hashem saw kisnu Leah, that Leah is acting in a way that she should be hated by Esav, because she didn't want to fall in the lot of Esav. Therefore, she cried a lot in order for her eyes to become bad looking. And if the eyes are bad looking, then obviously Esav is not going to want to marry her. Then Hashem saw her self-sacrifice. Therefore, Vayiftach Hashem es Rachma, Hashem opened up her womb. The Chiddush Geoinim on Ein Yaakov explains almost the same idea. And the Chiddush Geoinim says that according to this idea that we just mentioned, it fits very well the language in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hashem saw Kisnua Masa Esav Beineo, that the actions of Esav are bad in her eyes. And normally we translate that she sees that the actions of Esav are bad, but the Chiddush Geoinim says that here it means literally that Hashem saw in her eyes, meaning the fact that her eyes are teary, Hashem saw that the actions of Esav are bad for her, meaning that Hashem realized that the actions of Esav are bad in her eyes, because Hashem saw her eyes that she cried so much that she wanted to be unattractive to Esav. Therefore, Hashem made sure that she has a child through Yaakov, and therefore Hashem opened up her womb. The Kedushas Levi gives an interesting interpretation to this idea. The Kedushas Levi says that we know that Hashem changes the nature of the righteous people in order that they should pray to Hashem, meaning that Hashem will make our imoes, our matriarchs, barren in order that they should pray, because of the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph 64a says that Kodesh Baruch Hu misave letfiloson shel tzadikim, Hashem desires the prayers of the righteous people. Therefore, the Kedushas Levi says that here, since Leah Imenu was always praying that she should not fall into the lot of Esav, she prayed so much that her eyes became teary. Therefore, Hashem says that since she already prayed so much, then she doesn't have to pray now for having children. Therefore, Hashem opened her womb. Meaning that Vayar Hashem saw Kisnu Leah, how Leah hated the actions of Esav, and how she prayed that she should not fall in Esav's lot. Therefore, Vayiftach Hashem es Rachma, Hashem opened up her womb, because Hashem doesn't need her prayers anymore for not having children, because since she prayed so much to not fall in the hands of Esav, therefore that was already enough, and Hashem opened her womb. There is an interesting Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayetze Siman Yud Dalet, which the Medrash Tanchuma says that Vayar Hashem kisnu Leah, that Hashem saw that Leah was hated. It means that Ra'a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem saw Shasidim Lotzeis Mimeno Banim Reshoim, that evil children are going to come out of Leah, meaning that her future descendants are going to be evil. Therefore, he called it hated, meaning Hashem called Leah hated because of her children that are going to be evil. The Eluhan, and these are the evil children, Yehoiram, Yehoyosh, Achaz, Menashe, Amon, Yoyakim, and Sidkiyahu. And it brings verses to this effect that all of them were evil, and it lists that there were seven evil kings coming out of Leah. Therefore, the verse writes down, Vayara Hashem kisnu Leah. Hashem saw that Leah is going to be hated in the future because of her children. The only problem is that if the interpretation is that Hashem called Leah hated one because of her children, then how do you fit the continuation of the pasuk of the verse where the verse says that Hashem saw that she was hated, therefore Hashem opened up her womb? Quite opposite, if she's going to have evil children, Hashem should close her womb, make sure she doesn't have any children. Then what is the meaning of the continuation of this verse? We could answer this based on the other Medrash Tanhuma, also in Parshas Vayetze, but this time in Siman Hey, where there the Medrash says, Keshebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten lo banim, when Hashem wanted to give children to Leah, Amru Malachi Hashores, the heavenly angels, complained lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of Hashem, Lezu atonoisen banim, to this woman you are going to give children, Shadei Zimri ben Bna, because of Zimri ben Salu, her grandchild, Yipluch of Dalet Elef, 24,000 Jews are going to die, meaning, why would you give children to Leah when her grandchild, Zimri ben Salu, the leader of the tribe of Shimon, is going to do an action that is going to cause that 24,000 people should die from a plague, as it's written in the end of Parshas Balak, Bamidbar chapter 25, verse number 9. So the angels wanted to prevent Hashem from giving children to Leah. Like that event won't happen and 24,000 Jews will not die. Amar Leah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells him, Achshav Zi Tzadekes, now Leah is a righteous woman. Therefore, Eini Mekapechas Min HaBanim, I am not going to withhold children from her. And the Medrash Tanhuma continues that is the meaning of the pasuk, Vayara Hashem saw kisnu Leah, that Leah is hated, which means that Leah is hated by the angels, that they are going to try to prevent her birth. Therefore, Hashem opened up her womb because she was a righteous person and she deserved to have children. As an aside, the same Medrash brings the famous story that we know in regards to Ishmael, that in chapter 21, verse number 17, there it's written that Hashem listened to the voice of the lad, Basher Husham, the way he was there, meaning in his present state, and the Medrash Tanhuma brings the famous Medrash that the angels tried to block Hashem from saving Ishmael when he was dying of thirst, because in the future the children of Ishmael will kill many Jews, but Hashem said, is he guilty or innocent now? And they all agreed that Ishmael is innocent now, therefore Hashem saved Ishmael in his present state. So the same Medrash continues with the story of Leah, that the angels also tried to prevent Leah from having children because of what Zimri ben Salu was going to do in the future, that is going to cause the death of 24,000 people. And Hashem said that she is a righteous person now, therefore I'm going to give her children. So according to this Medrash Tanhuma, when it says, Vayara Hashem kisnu Leah, Hashem saw that Leah was hated, she was hated by the angels, but nonetheless, Hashem opened up her womb. According to this Medrash Tanhuma, we could explain the other Medrash that we mentioned in regards to the seven evil kings that are going to come out of Leah, and we could say that there also the angels try to prevent Leah from giving birth to children because she is eventually going to have several evil kings on the Jewish people, and therefore she doesn't deserve to have children. But Hashem decided that since she's a righteous person, we don't look to what's going to happen in the future. So therefore Hashem gave her children. So when it's written there also, Vayar Hashem kisno Leah, Hashem saw that Leah was hated by cause of her children. That means that the angels were complaining, and Hashem decided that nonetheless she's a righteous woman and I'm going to give her children. Sefer Chukas HaPesach from Rabbi Yosef Reb Chaim Berab Shem Tov Pizanti from the year Shin Chof Tes asks a question on this Medrash that he doesn't understand the angels, meaning that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Amud Aleph 10a brings a story of Chezkiyahu HaMelech that when he got sick, the prophet Elisha came to him and said that you will die and you will not live. The Gemara asks, clearly, if you will die, you will not live. The Gemara explains that he told him that you will die in this world and you are not going to live in the world to come. Chezkiyahu HaMelech asks Elisha, what did I do so wrong? Elisha answers, Shelo yasakta bepiryo v'rivyo, that you didn't want to have children. Chezkiyahu, the king, answers that the reason that he didn't have children is because he foresaw in the future that he's going to have an evil son, Menashe. Then Elisha tells him that what are you getting involved in the secrets of Hashem? What you need to do, you do, and the rest Hashem will take care. Meaning that it's not your business what's going to happen in the future. You have a mitzvah to have children, therefore you should have children. And what's going to happen in the future, Hashem will take care of it. Then Chezkiyahu HaMelech says, give me your daughter, maybe the merits of your daughter and my merits will help that our children will turn out good. Elisha tells him that it's too late. Chezkiyahu, the king, dismisses Elisha and tells him that we have a tradition that even Cheref Chado, a sharp knife is on the neck of a person should still not give up from having mercy from Hashem. And he turns to the wall and prays, and Hashem gives him an additional 15 years. But nonetheless, we see from the Gemara that even when you know for sure that you are going to have bad children, still you should have children. Then Sefer Chukas HaPesach asks, why are the angels complaining to Hashem why he's giving Leah children? That is the rule, that even when you know for sure that your children are going to turn out to be bad, you are still required to have children. Therefore, Hashem is giving Leah's children. Sefer Chukas HaPesach answers that the angels made a mistake by the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. There the Gemara says, Bishar Tznius She'oisa BaBerachel, in the merit of the modesty that Rachel Imenu had, Zachso V'yatsu Imenu Shaul, she merited that Shaul, the king, came out of her. Bishar Tznius She'oyu BaBerachel, and because of the modesty that Shaul HaMelech had, Zachso V'yatsu Imenu Esther, and he merited that Esther Amalka, Esther the queen, came out of him. Meaning that a mother has the power to instill some characters into their children, and because of the character of the mother, that she was a tzanua, that she was modest, therefore her children ended up being tzanua, ended up being modest. And therefore the angels thought that the reason why these kings are bad, and the reason why Zimrim ben Solu acts in that way, is directly connected to Leah, and since it is directly connected to Leah, they thought that Leah is not worthy to have children, because she is going to give bad characters to her children. Therefore, she was hated by the angels, and the angels didn't want her to have children, until Hashem told them that she is completely righteous, meaning the bad characters that the children have do not come from her, because she is completely righteous. Therefore, there is no reason why I shouldn't give her children, and therefore, Hashem opened up her womb. Rabbeinu Peshischa gives a different interpretation what Hashem saw. Rabbeinu Peshischa explains that Leah Imenu acted like all the righteous people, that they always see their shortcomings, meaning they feel that they didn't do enough, they feel they didn't behave properly, they feel they didn't accomplish anything. Therefore, they hate themselves because they didn't reach their potential. And in the same way, Leah felt that she didn't reach her potential. Therefore, Hashem saw Kisnua Leah, that Leah is humble and she feels like she is hated, like she didn't do everything proper. Therefore, Hashem opened up her womb. I want to add to this idea of Rabbeinu Peshischa that we could say that Leah Imenu, since she was destined to fall for Esav, she thought that maybe she is lacking, maybe she is in the same way as Esav. Therefore, she hated herself for not getting to a higher level, and Hashem saw her humility, therefore Hashem opened up her womb. Dor HaChaim HaKodesh, in his second interpretation, writes down that since she was destined to marry Esav, and in regards to Esav, it's written in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 3, Ves Esav Sonesi, and Esav I hated, then people used to say that she really should have been the wife of the hated one, and had she not had any children, people would have said that the reason that she doesn't have any children is because she is not supposed to marry Yaakov, she is not destined to marry Yaakov, and the proof is that she didn't have children. Therefore, Hashem decided to give her children, like that people won't say that she is the wife of the hated one, that she is the wife of Esav. The Ramban, in his second opinion, writes down that when it's written here that Hashem saw that Leah is hated, it does not mean literally that she is hated, because clearly the previous verse writes down Vayehav gam es Rachel meleya, that he loved also Rachel from Leah, meaning that he also loved Leah, but he loved Rachel more. Clearly he did not hate her, but the Ramban explains that when one is loved more than the other one, then the other one views herself as she is hated. And Hashem saw her embarrassment, meaning Hashem saw that she felt that she is being hated, therefore Hashem opened up her womb. Then the Ramban in his first interpretation says that Yaakov Avinu literally hated Leah, because Yaakov Avinu faulted Leah for cheating him, and also for taking the place of her sister. Yaakov Avinu says that even though you wanted to honor your father, you should have at least hinted to me that you are Leah. You should have at least during the night said something that you are Leah, not to let me find out only in the morning that you are Leah. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu blamed Leah, and he literally hated Leah. But the Ramban says that Hashem knows the true reason why Leah accepted to go into marriage to Yaakov, because she was afraid that she is going to fall to Esav. Therefore, Hashem had mercy on Leah and opened up her womb. Then the Ramban brings the Medrash Rabbe, which the Medrash Rabbe says that Kivin Shiro Yaakov Masim Shirimso Leah Bachoisa, since Yaakov saw how Leah fooled her sister, Nosan Dato Legarsha, he had in mind to divorce her. The Kivin Shepogda Kodesh Baruch Bebonim, once Hashem gave children to Leah, then Yaakov Avinu said, Le'imon shel elu ani megarish, the mother of these children I'm going to divorce. Therefore Yaakov Avinu changed his mind, but originally he really was going to divorce her. Therefore when it's written here that Hashem saw that Leah is hated, it was literally hated, and because of that Hashem opened up her womb and she had children. The Daza Kenim in Baal Tosfos also learns, like the Ramban, that he actually hated her, and the Daza Kenim is in verse number 25, where there it says, Veiva Boiker, it was in the morning, Vehina hi Leah, and behold, she's Leah. And Daza Kenim Baal Tosfos says that the whole night Yaakov Avinu was calling Rachel, and Leah answered as she would have been Rachel. And in the morning, when Yaakov Avinu found out that she's Leah, Yaakov Avinu confronted her and told her that she is a cheater, daughter of a cheater, Remoe bas Remoe, because your father Lavan is a cheater, and you also are a cheater, because when I called you Rachel, you answered, and you shouldn't have answered, since you are Leah. Then Leah told Yaakov Avinu that I learned from the best teacher, meaning I learned from you, that when your father was going to give the blessing, and he called Esav, didn't you answer impersonating Esav? So I had the best teacher to learn how to impersonate, and I learned it from you. And as the Kein Baal Tosfos says, Mitocha Dvorim, because she answered them this way, Hiskil Yaakov Lesanoso, Yaakov started hating her. Therefore it's written, Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw Kisnu Aleya, that Leah is hated, therefore Hashem opened up her womb. According to the Daza Kenim Baal Tosfos, and according to the Ramban, and according to the Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu actually wanted to divorce Leah, but as soon as she had children, he changed his mind and he said to the mother of this, I'm going to divorce. Therefore, he kept her. We have to understand what changed once she had children. What caused Yaakov Avinu to change his mind? Before we give an answer of why Yaakov Avinu changed his mind, it's important to know that there is a Yalkut Shimon in Tehillim, Remes Tov Sof Ayin Gimel, and also a Psiktet Rav Kahana, Piske Chof, where they write down that Leah Imenu was really barren. Originally, she was also barren, that she could not have any children, but Vayiftach Es Rachmo, Hashem opened up her womb, and she was able to have children. But originally, the Medrash writes down, Mikan, from here you learn, Shaoiso Leah Akora, that Leah was also barren. As a matter of fact, the Sefarna writes this as a reason why Yaakov Avinu hated Leah. Because since Yaakov Avinu saw that she is barren, Yaakov Avinu thought that she cheated him only to marry him because nobody else would marry her. Based on these ideas, we could explain that this is the reason why Yaakov Avinu didn't want to divorce once she had children. Meaning that Yaakov Avinu knew that she was barren, that she really had the physicality of a barren woman, and all of a sudden Yaakov Avinu sees that Hashem makes a miracle and opens up her womb, then obviously Yaakov Avinu realizes that Hashem wants him to keep her, because otherwise Hashem would not make this special miracle. Therefore Yaakov commented, Le'imon Shenelo, the mother of this, meaning if Hashem made this miracle and I'm going to divorce her, therefore Yaakov decided to keep her. There is a very interesting Balaturim. The Balaturim writes down that the last letters of the word Vayar Hashem Kisnua Leah are the Aleph from Dvayar, the Hey from Hashem, the Yud from Ki, and the Hey from Snua. Those letters make the Shem Ehyeh, which is the name of Hashem that I will be, as it's written in Shmos, chapter 3, verse number 14, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, what is the name that I should tell the Jewish people that they are going to be redeemed from Egypt? And Hashem tells them, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. So the name Ehyeh is the name of Hashem. The Baal Turim explains that Yaakov Avinu thought that in the same way that she had relations with him, even though he didn't request her, so too she had relations with other people, meaning that he hated her because he thought that she had relations with other people. Therefore, Hashem put his name at the end of the statement that Vayar Hashem Kisenua, Hashem saw that she was hated, to testify that she did not have relations with anybody else and she is pure. Sefer Eshkol HaKfar adds to that, that the reason why specifically written the Shem Ehyeh and not another name of Hashem is because since there in Shmos we say that I will be, Rashi explains that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that I will be in these troubles and I will be in the future troubles, that means that the name of Hashem Ehyeh refers to when Hashem is with us when we are in trouble. Therefore he says specifically here where it says that Hashem saw that Leah is hated, specifically here, Hashem puts the name Ehyeh to show that Hashem is also together with Leah in her troubles. Based on this, Sefer Lechem Aviraim explains something very beautiful. He explains that we know we have a rule of a sota, meaning a woman that's suspected by her husband of committing adultery. And when she goes in front of Hashem and she drinks the water, the verse says there in Bamidbar chapter 5, verse number 28, Veniksa, then she should be proven innocent, Venizra Zara, then she should bear seed. And according to Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Soita, Daf Chavav Omed Aleph 26a, it is meant literally, meaning that if a woman is barren and she's suspected by her husband of committing adultery and she's found to be innocent, then Hashem will reward her that she will have children. Therefore, Sefer Rechem Aviram explains that this is exactly what is written in this pasuk. The pasuk says that Vayar Hashem Kisenu Aleah, Hashem saw that Leah was hated, meaning that Yaakov suspected her of having relations with other people, And then Hashem decided that he's going to put his name on Leah to testify that she is pure. Therefore, Vayiftach Hashem es Rachmo, since she was suspected by Yaakov and she was found to be pure, therefore Hashem followed through what is written by Asota, that when she's found to be pure, Hashem will give her seed. Therefore Hashem opened her womb. The Yefei Tohar learns that Yaakov Avinu hated her, not because of her itself, just because she was the cause that he transgressed the prohibition of having two sisters. Meaning that the Yefei Tohar learns that since Yaakov Avinu worked for Rachel, then technically Rachel was his first wife, because for Rachel he worked all this time and was Mekadosh her, he betrothed her with the money of the work. That means that Rachel was his first wife. And then when Leah came into the chuppah and he had relations with her, then Yaakov Avinu thought that he transgressed the prohibition of having the wife's sister. Meaning that in Vayikra chapter 18, verse number 18, it's written, Ve'isha l'choisa lo'isikach, and a woman, in addition to a sister, you should not take litzroi, that you should become rivals. Meaning that it's prohibited to take your wife's sister. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu thought that Leah caused them to transgress this prohibition. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu hated her, and he wanted to divorce her. But the Tzemach David explains that since Yaakov Avinu realized that Hashem made a miracle for her, that she became pregnant, then Yaakov Avinu realized that it was not a sin for him to have relations with Leah. And his realization is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet Omet Beis, 54b, where there the Gemara says that Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis learned, Shalu Philosophnes Azakenim Beroimi, the philosophers asked the elders in Rome, if Hashem does not like idolatry, why doesn't he destroy the idols? So the elders answered that if the people would worship to something that there is no need, Hashem could destroy them. But since they worship to the sun, to the moon, to the stars, then Hashem should destroy the world because of these fools. Elo oilam kimin hagoy noig. Hashem allows the world to continue as it is. And the fools that worshipped it, they will eventually give justice in the world to come, that Hashem will extract punishment from them. Then the Gemara brings Dovar Acher, another interpretation. Harei sheba leshes chaveroi. Somebody had relations with his friend's wife, meaning somebody committed adultery. Din hi shloiti saber. Justice would dictate that she should not become pregnant. But Hashem allows oilam keminhagoy noeg. Hashem allows nature to take its course. Veshoitim shekilkelu, and the fools that corrupted, that made the sin, asidin litin asadin, they will give justice in the future, meaning when they come to a heavenly court, they will have to justify and they'll be punished for committing adultery. That means that technically, a person who commits adultery or any act of immorality, Hashem doesn't make a miracle that she should not become pregnant. Rather, Hashem allows nature to take its course. And here, since Leah was barren, Leah was a Korah, then nature taking its course is that she should not become pregnant. But yet, Yaakov Avinu saw that Hashem made a miracle and she became pregnant. Then Yaakov Avinu saw that this was divinely instructed. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu decided that he could continue to have relations with Leah, and therefore he did not divorce her. Meaning that only after she had children, meaning after he saw that she became pregnant, then he realized that he did not transgress when he had relations with her, because Hashem made a miracle for her to have children. And if you would have transgressed and Hashem would make a miracle, then the miracle should have been the opposite, that she should not have. Sefer HaGodes Marzatz from Rav Zev Citron brings an interesting concept, and he answers also the question why it's written the verse that Hashem opened her womb, Verachel Akora, and Rachel is barren. Meaning, what is the point of adding that Rachel is barren here? We are not going to discuss Rachel till later, then why bring it here when you are telling me that Hashem opened the womb of Leah, but Rachel is barren? What is the point of that? As a matter of fact, the Rashbam is also bothered by this question, why is it written here that Rachel is barren? The Rashbam says that since later on, after Leah has 4 children, then Rachel is going to approach and say, Havali Banim, give me children, which clearly shows that she's barren. Therefore, the Torah already introduces her to tell you that Rachel is barren. This answer of the Rashbam does not seem adequate, because in the beginning of chapter 30, verse number 1, the Torah clearly says, Vatere Rachel, ki lo yodel Yaakov, that Rachel saw that she didn't bear any children to Yaakov, Vatekane Rachel b'choisa, and Rachel became jealous on her sister, and then she says to Yaakov, give me children, otherwise I'm dead. Then we see clearly from there that she didn't have any children. Then why does the Torah need again to introduce here the fact that Rachel is barren? Therefore, Sefer Agodas Marzatz introduces a novel idea. Sefer Agodas Marzatz explains that in truth, Leah Imenu never knew that she wasn't the intended wife for Yaakov. Meaning that all the negotiations that Yaakov had for a wife was done only with Lavan. And as the Medrash brings down that Yaakov Avinu told Rachel that he wants to marry her and he's working 7 years for her, then Rachel tells him that you won't be able to outsmart my father. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu gives Rachel simonim, signs, to make sure that it is Rachel that's being brought into the chuppah. And according to Sefer Aruga Saboisim, the signs that Yaakov gives Rachel are the mitzvahs that a woman is supposed to keep, meaning the laws of separating challah from the dough, the laws of nida, of a woman who has her period, and the mitzvah of lighting the candles. And this is the mitzvahs that Yaakov transmitted to Rachel, and he was going to ask her under the chuppah in regards to those mitzvahs, and Rachel would have told him about those mitzvahs, then he would know that this is Rachel. But when Rachel saw that Lavan is bringing her sister into the chuppah, then she felt for her sister, and she knew that she was going to be embarrassed when Yaakov would ask her in regards to those mitzvahs, and she couldn't answer. Therefore, Rachel taught Leah the mitzvahs that Yaakov taught her. But Rachel never told Leah that she's teaching these mitzvahs in order that Leah should be able to impersonate Rachel. Therefore, when Yaakov Avinu comes under the chuppah and starts asking about the mitzvahs, Leah is able to answer in regards to the mitzvahs. Then Yaakov Avinu thinks that he is marrying Rachel, but Leah never knew that she wasn't the intended woman of Yaakov. Meaning that Leah thought that Yaakov Avinu worked 7 years for her, because since she's the oldest daughter of Lavan, and the custom is that the oldest daughter gets married first. Therefore, Leah thought that Yaakov Avinu worked all these years in order to marry her. And had she known that she is not the intended one, meaning that Yaakov Avinu intended to marry Rachel, she would have never agreed to go under the chuppah. And the goddess Marzatz brings a proof to that, because in verse 25 it says, Vahi baboiker, and it was in the morning, Vehine hi Leah, and behold, she is Leah. And we know from the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph Omed Aleph 11a, where there the Gemara discusses the verse that's written in Shmos chapter 6, verse number 27, where it says, Hu Moshe v'Aharon, that this is Moshe and Aharon. There the Gemara says that every time it says Hu, it means Hu betzidkasam mitchilasam vatzoif, that they are righteous from beginning to end. Therefore, here when it's written, Vahi baboiker, it was morning, Vehine hi Leah, and behold, she is Leah, it means that Leah was righteous from beginning to end, which means that Leah was totally righteous in regards to her intent of marrying Yaakov, meaning that she never intended to impersonate Rachel. But when Yaakov complained why she impersonated Rachel, then Leah found out that Rachel gave her the simonim in order for her not to be embarrassed. But nonetheless, this caused that Yaakov thought that she is Rachel, and now, because of that, Yaakov hates her, meaning because she innocently impersonated Rachel by telling Yaakov the mitzvahs. Therefore, Yaakov mistakenly thought that she is Rachel and Yaakov married her. But had Rachel not given the simonim, true that Yaakov would have found out that this is not Rachel, and Yaakov would have stopped in the middle of the wedding, and that would have embarrassed Leah, but at least Leah would not be hated by Yaakov. That means that the fact that Rachel gave the simonim to Leah, that caused Leah to be able to impersonate innocently Rachel, and that caused Yaakov to hate her. So comes out that Rachel is the direct cause of Yaakov Avinu hating Leah. Therefore, the verse says that Hashem saw that Leah is hated, and Hashem knew that Leah was totally innocent in this action. Therefore, Hashem opened up Leah's womb, but Rachel akara, but Rachel, because she was the cause of the hatred of Yaakov to Leah, therefore Hashem made her barren. Comes out, according to Agadas Marzatz, that Rachel akara, that Rachel is barren, is a punishment to Rachel, because Rachel was the cause that Yaakov hated Leah. I want to add to this idea that the Arugas HaBoisim actually says that Leah never found out that Rachel was the intended one, meaning that even after Yaakov realized that this is Leah, Yaakov never confronted Leah with it. Yaakov went and confronted Laban with it, but Leah always thought that she was the intended one, and therefore, when Leah sees that a week later Rachel gets married to Yaakov, and that Yaakov loves Rachel more than Leah, then Leah is upset at her sister Rachel, and she feels herself as she is hated. And the Arugas HaBoisim explains that is the reason why in chapter 30, verse number 15, when Reuven brings the dudoim, the mandrakes, to Leah, and Rachel wants to take them, Leah gives a very harsh remark to Rachel, and she says, "Hameat kach techesishi, not enough that you took my husband, velokachat gam as a doib ni, and you want to take also the mandrakes, the flowers of my son." And the Arugas HaBoisim is bothered, how can she say such words if Rachel gave her the simonim, meaning that Rachel allowed her to get married. Therefore, the Arugas HaBoisim says that Leah never knew that Rachel was the intended one, because Rachel does a chesed in a modest way where nobody finds out about it. And therefore, when Rachel was taking the mandrakes, the dudoim of Reuven, Leah became upset and said, "Not enough that you took my husband, you are also taking the dudoim of my son." And you see there that Rachel doesn't answer anything, that she does a chesed in the proper way. Therefore, the Arugas HaBoisim explains that this is the reason why she merited to have Yosef. And Hashem Yisburach should help that in this week that we read about the birth of the tribes of the Shvatim, that we should merit that all the Shvatim should come back towards Israel, Mashiach should come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, Mimheira Beyomeinu, Amen.